Amos Oz is one of Israel's best-known and most controversial literary figures. He was born in Jerusalem 50 years ago, lived on a kibbutz for many years, fought in the 1967 and 73 wars, and is a leader of his country's Peace Now movement. Oz has written several novels, including My Michael, The Hill of Evil, and Black Box. He also writes frequently in Israeli newspapers. The Slopes of Lebanon is a new collection of essays by Oz. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Receiving a literary prize in 1983, the Israeli novelist Amos Oz remarked, "Some of us expect literature to provide us with comfort and consolation, or at least a few moments of mercy and grace, or at the very least, a little distance and perspective. But I have neither comfort nor consolation," he went on, "and I have no distance. If I were to speak here and now of everything on my mind, I would spoil the party. If I did not speak, I would be ashamed that I had not spoken." This is what a great writer does when he dissents from his government's policies, when he can't stand what's happening to his country, his century, or the history of his people. He says so out loud, in essays like these, A Prophet and a Scourge. Oz could have stuck to his novels and his kibbutz, but the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in 1982, like a timely investment in the stock market, he tells us, like the empire strikes back, enraged him. He's not a pacifist, nor an admirer of the PLO, and he disdains a secular left that would, and I quote, offer peace to the Israeli public as one part of a package deal that includes the rights of nude sunbathers. But he favors a separate Palestinian state. If only good and righteous people with a clean record deserved self-determination, he says, we would have to suspend, starting at midnight tonight, the sovereignty of three-quarters of the nations of the world, beginning with both Germany's and Austria. He reminds us that King Solomon presented 20 of the cities of the land of Israel to King Hiram of Tyre, yet Solomon was not struck down, nor was he condemned by any of the prophets. Besides, says Oz, Hebron and Nablus will not be ours. Whether or not the prophets once walked there, whether or not the stones our ancestors like to throw at the prophets still lie scattered there. What if the Palestinians deceive us? It will always be easier, he says, to break the backbone of a tiny Palestinian state than to break the backbone of an 8-year-old Palestinian stone thrower. In these broadsides, mostly written for the newspaper Davar, Oz has interesting and provocative things to say about the Jew in history, the movie Shoah, a volunteer army, cultural pluralism, and the new Sephardic Jewish middle class. But at desperate issue for him on every page is the soul of Israel and the Zionist ideal of a just society. What have we come here to be, he asks. We have only the power to choose whether or not to be evil ourselves. He is contemptuous. I quote again, what began with the biblical words, Zion shall be redeemed by the law, has come to nobody's better than we are, so they should all shut up. The power in our hands, says Oz, is twisting and corrupting us. He quotes Isaiah, your hands are covered with blood. And he quotes Jeremiah, for they had eyes, but they did not see. Veteran defeatists, both of them, he says, troublers of Israel, self-hating Jews. Not at all, of course. They were righteous citizens, a saving remnant, like Oz, and like Günter Grass in Germany, and Primo Levi in Italy, and Nadine Gordimer in South Africa, and Salman Rushdie in Great Britain. The writer is citizen, the writer is prophet, the writer is sword in the hand of a stricken conscience.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Slopes of Lebanon by Amos Oz.